Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and not bad. I mean, really isn't. Most of the snow seems to have melted away. Plenty of refreezing tonight. That's the way it's going to be. We'll be down in the 20s again. But not really an awful day at all. It is always nice to hear about the Valor Awards. First time I haven't actually been able to go in a while, hoping that next year have the opportunity again. Valor Awards are all about the absolute best human beings that you can find in Central Virginia. And it is something you should attend if you ever have the opportunity. And as I said, this is the first time in a long time I wasn't able to go. I had some early morning stuff today, some early morning stuff tomorrow, and you know what? Just wasn't going to work out, so it didn't work out. But my hat is off to all of the fine men and women honored at the Valor Awards today. If you know of some of them, because I, in fact, I don't even have a program. Again, I didn't go, so I didn't even have the program. I don't know who was honored this year. Do me a favor. If you were there, I know a lot of folks who are part of this program absolutely went this morning. If you could take a screenshot or something of the program and just text it to me on the James River Air text line, I'd appreciate it because I'd like to share the names of the honorees and some of their stories. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'm getting a lot of folks saying, Jeff, I just cannot believe that Abigail Spamberger is going to be replacing everybody. Well, look, far be it for me to, quote, defend Abigail Spamberger because, well, that's not going to happen. However, every 4 years, we get a new governor. And every 4 years, those people who had posts that were secretary of this or secretary of that, they get replaced. I don't know of anybody who's been held over in any sort of recent history. Do you? Moran, maybe? Remember him? Secretary of Public Safety who, well, frankly, cared more about the convicted cop killer than others. But I think he might have been held over, right? Wasn't he a McAuliffe guy who stuck around through Governor Goober? I think, yeah. Yeah, I think he was there. And I don't know, maybe one or two, but generally speaking, gang, a political post is a political post. And you know when you take it that there's a limited shelf life. So you and I on our side of the aisle can certainly be upset, angry, disappointed, etc. What we can't be is surprised. Okay? Elections have consequences. We saw that yesterday, by the way. Two elections that you should be aware of. Neither one of them here in Virginia. But both of them in some ways related to what we saw in Virginia a couple of weeks back. Number one, down in the city of Miami. If you read the news reports, they are highlighting the fact that a Democrat has been elected mayor of the city of Miami for the first time in decades. Sort of, kind of, right? First of all, the elections in Miami for mayor are technically speaking, officially nonpartisan. Everybody knows who the Democrats are. Everybody knows who the Republicans are. And it has traditionally been Republican. Why? Because of the Cuban expat community. Cayo Ocho, right? The Cuban community in Miami, very, very conservative, very, very religious. And then that impacted a huge amount of what was originally Dade County, then Metro Dade, now Miami Dade. But the city of Miami itself is not the greater county. It's portion of it. I think it's 400,000, 500,000. And in recent years, what you've had grow in the city of Miami itself, in fact, throughout South Florida, we saw it, my brother and I did with my mom's old house. And you saw a lot of people during COVID relocate to Florida. All right. And as they came, they brought their politics. That's part of this, correct? Absolutely. City of Miami also had some really overpriced high-rise condos. And then there was a change in the construction law, and a lot of people could no longer afford to be part of that. So those went up either in foreclosure. They were abandoned in some cases. In some cases, it was almost like an eminent domain kind of thing with the HOA taking ownership. And a lot of them were turned into rental properties. Well, folks who rent have very different agendas from folks who own. You know that in your own community, right? How many people rent in your neighborhood as opposed to own in your community? But here's the other part of this. So, yeah, there's a slight change in the demographics of the city of Miami. But here's another thing that really relates to what happened in Virginia a couple of weeks back. People who voted for Donald Trump for president did not show up to vote for the mayor in the city of Miami. Let that sink in a little bit. People keep knocking this group or knocking that group. Who's responsible? Who's not responsible? I am here to tell you, and I'm calling out people who voted for President Trump, rightfully voted for President Trump, passionately supported the president, as you should, but now have decided, I don't need to do anything else. Wrong. As you know, I hate politics. And I guess technically speaking, this is political, but gang, come on. If you care about the president, you care about his policies, you care about seeing him succeed, you legitimately care about making America great again, this is not a one-off. And people have treated it that way. Close to 1 million people who voted for President Trump didn't bother to show up in our gubernatorial election a couple of weeks back, and that's why you've got Abigail Spamberger. What was the other election that happened yesterday? Mayor out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You may or may not know a little something about Albuquerque, New Mexico, and if you don't, that's okay. Albuquerque tends to be blue. It's an urban area, has always had sort of that tinge. However, there has been a fairly conservative representation, even amongst Democrats. What happened yesterday? The mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was reelected for his third term. You may or may not know who he is. Doesn't matter. If you watch the television show Publius, you actually saw him in one of the scenes. Publius is set in Albuquerque, just like Better Call Saul was set in Albuquerque, and just like Breaking Bad was set in Albuquerque, because that local guy from our area, that Vince Gilligan, he likes Albuquerque, and he likes to keep his people working, so he's set everything in Albuquerque. But anyway, the mayor in Albuquerque positioned himself, again, as a Democrat standing up to Donald Trump. his Republican opponent, who actually used to be the sheriff of Bernalillo County, which surrounds Albuquerque, said, hey, I'm the law and order guy. You're seeing what this guy has done in the last 8 years. And this guy in the last 8 years, just so we're clear, he's always been a left of center guy, the mayor in Albuquerque. So that's not a shock. But he has gone further to the left now in opposition to Trump. And what happened? The people in the city of Albuquerque who had voted for Donald Trump for president stayed home. They just didn't bother to vote. So I think there's a wake-up call as we get ready for these midterm elections. If you want the president's agenda to work, if you truly do want to make America great again, you've got to get off the sidelines. You've got to get out there and vote in these non-Donald Trump elections. And I'm not sure if you saw with Susie Wiles, who is President Trump's chief of staff. You know, he hates women so much, he appointed a woman as his chief of staff. But that woman, because again, he's a misogynist, right? He just hates women. He would never do anything to benefit women except apparently appointing her to be chief of staff. She said, hey, the president may not know this, but he's going to be out there campaigning for these midterms like he's on the ballot. Like it is a rerun of 2024. I think that's what's needed. I'm sorry that's what's needed, because I'd like to think that those of us who voted for Donald Trump for president understood the entire situation, understood the implications, but I think there's some that just didn't. So we'll see what happens. All right, quick reminder to you, the James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We're going to get an update on Father Christmas. That's going to happen at 435. My friend Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, is going to be with us. Just let us know where we are and how there might still be an opportunity for folks to help. And some of the other great stuff that the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is getting ready to do. For me, I'll be headed back to jail very soon. Next couple of weeks, we'll get our next cohort of Inside Out Dad students up and running over at Pamunkey. They continue throughout Central Virginia. We've got all sorts of programs and all sorts of opportunities for folks to help. And I would love for you to be part of this. All right. 833-804-1140. And I'm going to ask you one of those, it's sort of a silly question, but we do it every year, right? Who are you tipping at Christmas? And Germ, you got to make it official. We need some Hanukkah stuff. Hanukkah starts on Sunday, man. So I got to get some stuff into rotation here. I know we've got one tune, but come on. No, we've got My Menorah, which is like a My Sharona thing. We've got the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler, and we've got Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And when those are done, just go back to the beginning. All right, it is 3:17, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. All right, there it is. It's the only Hanukkah song for ever. And then we got Adam Sandler with the Hanukkah song. We'll get that at some point. And we've got My Menorah by the, I forget what they're called, the Candlelights or something like that. And then after that, I think we're pretty much done. If we can find more, we will. But, you know, Hanukkah's coming up, so we got to get it in as quickly as possible. And then we've got plenty of Christmas tunes. Oh, plenty of Christmas tunes. We'll get to all of those as well. All right. So let me get to a couple of things coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, let's see. Stephanie from Carson says, Jeff, I cringe when I hear you and others say that you hate politics. Politics is what determines who is elected to run our schools, cities, counties, states, country. Hating politics causes apathy and keeps voters at home. I don't think that's true, Stephanie. I really don't. I've grown to hate politics. Now, I love service, And I admire public servants, and I will do anything for the right people who are trying to serve. But this morass that's been created, that is politics, I'm sorry. I cannot bring myself to like it. I participate. It's the same reason that many of us brush our teeth. We don't get a big thrill out of brushing our teeth, but we know that it's good for us. We have to do it, so we do it. Why do you take a shower? I enjoy showers. Okay, well, that's great. What if it's a day when you feel like you wouldn't enjoy a shower, but you still take one because you need to be clean? It's the same way I feel about politics. It's just not something I enjoy. I know it's necessary, and so I do participate. But I don't like the ugliness that has arisen, the dirty factor of it. Hey, Jeff, I am disgusted as you are concerning the Trump voters sitting on the sidelines this past election. My 86-year-old mother would not vote this year. Why? Because she did not want a woman as a governor. Wow. Okay. I tried and tried to get her to vote, but she just wouldn't. I wonder if others had the same mindset that's Billy in Lenexa. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting that we were going to have a woman elected governor. I had my choice for which woman I thought should be elected governor. But it didn't work out that way. So it is what it is, I suppose. Jeff, please remember to tip your garbage man. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, that's my old buddy, Jeff. That's another Jeff who very heavily involved in the recycling garbage industry. You know, if I knew my garbage man, I would tip him. He's never stopped long enough to say hello, doesn't wave back. Same problem I got with our mail person. We'll talk about it at 3:35. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah, there you go. I'm looking at some photos from the Valor RVA Awards. And this one was just put up by the Goochland County Sheriff's Office. And you know what's really cool is that I'm looking at the photo. It's up on Facebook. And I'm thinking, uh-huh. Well, I recognize the sheriff, Steve Creasy. And I recognize that guy. I sat in class with him, a former Blue Friday honoree. I recognize that guy. Oh, I know her. And it is just a really nice thing in this day and age that we've got good folks who are getting recognized for good works. And so congratulations to everybody who was honored today at the annual Valor Awards. Again, my apologies for not being in attendance for the first time in a long time. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I was asking, in addition to all of the political stuff, I just want to get away from the word political, because sometimes people, when I say I hate politics, I can't believe you don't care about the country. So, no, I really care about the country. I really care about my community. It's just the money churning that's involved in running campaigns that I'm just not into. I really am not. I am absolutely not on board with that. But I see it. I know that it's essential. I just don't like it. That's all. It's like somebody says, well, I know rutabagas are good for you. I just don't like them. Let's see. Democrats caused the affordability crisis, Jeff, 804 says, with their 25% inflation and overspending. That's true. You're absolutely correct. This is not President Trump's inflation, but this is also the way this whole collection of nonsensical, boneheaded things work, right? He's getting blamed for 4 years of epic mismanagement at the hands of whoever it was that was pulling the strings on Joe Biden. And now Abigail Spanberger says, well, let's double down on that. I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong? Someone else says, Jeff, you got to love the Democrats. Now Abigail Spanberger says she's going to double down on all of the overspending. Yep. Someone else saying it's the Democrats that caused the affordability crisis and all of that awful Obamacare, and they blame Republicans for it. They get elected. What a scam. Yeah, I'm not arguing any of that. I agree with everything that was contained in those texts. I'm also saying that we are where we are. Isn't that weird? It is, though. Fed cuts the interest rate 0.25. I'll take that. It should, in theory, mean lower rates for mortgages, making that more affordable for anybody and everybody wants to get into it. The mortgage situation has, for the most part, impacted younger folks who are at that lower end of the property ladder, right? They're trying to get their first place. And it's been really, really, really difficult. Also heavily impacted have been younger families, right? Guy and a gal, or a guy and a guy, or a gal and a gal, or a guy, a gal, and a Buick. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat, man. But younger families who are saying, okay, we're now married. We're not dating anymore. We want to live our lives together. We're committed to each other. Whatever the phraseology is. And now they're saying, well, how do we do this? They start looking at schools, do they not? One of the first things that happens, they look at schools. So they look at the city of Richmond, they look at Richmond Public Schools, and for the most part immediately say, unless we're fabulously wealthy, we're not sending our kids to the Richmond Public Schools. Now, you heard Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, giving the reports here on the school scores. Now they're looking at Henrico, which used to be absolutely the shiny gold apple in the education world. And they're going, oh, plenty of schools over there not making the cut. Maybe that's not the place to go. Hanover, as always, outperforming other communities. We fight above our weight grade, but I do have to tell you, we're all filled up. We have no more room for anybody, so stay away. But they start looking at schools. And after schools, what do you get? Well, yeah, you probably get into commutes. What's an easy commute? Well, depends where you are. Depends what you do. You might be looking at a place like Goochland or even Powhatan with access to kind of sort of 288 or 60, right? Those are, I mean, 60 is a, you know what that is. But 288 works pretty well. Some parts of the community are thinking, well, 295 is like a well-kept secret for parts of Hanover. Maybe not so much anymore, but it is. So you have all of these things that come into play. Those people have had a difficult time moving into homes that, frankly, are perfect for them. Homes that have been owned and occupied by people probably in my age range, who are saying, well, Our kids have finished in school. We're not really all that concerned with the schools anymore. We're not getting calls from Chris Whitley telling us that schools are closed again today because of snow or ice or what have you. We still support the school in a certain way, right? We're Patrick Henry Patriots, but we're not going to any events over there. We're not worried about who the principal is or who the teachers are. I mean, it's just not our concern anymore. We wanted to be good and safe and clean and all of those things, but we don't have the same amount of skin in the game. And that's our age range. We've raised our children. Now, maybe we're looking for something else. Maybe we are the ones saying, oh, you know what would be kind of cool? What if we actually bought one of those lofts in the city? Right? Well, who's buying our house? So it's this just vicious circle. And I love the fact that the rates have been cut. Whether that happens again moving forward, I don't know. But it should help. It should help. The other part of this, I was asking, do you do the tipping thing at Christmas? And I thought back, Heidi and I were actually having this conversation earlier, when the kids were in school, it wasn't tipping, I mean, we made sure we got gifts for everybody's teachers, because we really appreciated their teachers. With a handful of exceptions, I don't think our kids ever had bad teachers. We had a few teachers that were a little questionable, like the teacher that told Harry in the, I guess it was the first grade, that George Bush, who was the president then, hated polar bears and wanted them all to die. I mean, aside from her, I think we had a pretty good shot with teachers for most of the time that we had in school, or that the kids had in school. Also, Julia, you have no idea how flippin' blessed we have been with Julia's teachers and social workers and caseworkers and working workers and all the rest of that. So we always did whatever we could to help them out. I look at the mail service, right? Because we still get mail. Just about everything is junk mail at this point, I know, but we still get it. You still get it. When I was a kid growing up, I can tell you this. Our mailman was a guy by the name of Ed. I can't tell you much else about Ed except that, well, he wore glasses and he drove one of those cool little mail jeeps that at least we had in the city of Philadelphia. I don't know if you had them everywhere, but it was a really cool little jeep loaded with mail, and then Ed would take the big leather and canvas bag out filled with mail and walk up and down our street, and then he would go back to the Jeep and drive to the next block. Well, we knew Ed was a nice guy, and he delivered our mail. And when I was a little kid, I was always writing letters and getting things in the mail, so it was always I wanted to take care of Ed, and my folks wanted to take care of Ed. So every year, I know we gave Ed a gift. Many times it was contained in a bottle, but there was always an envelope that went along with it. So as long as we lived in that neighborhood, as long as we were there, we gave Ed a gift. When Heidi and I lived in Massachusetts, our mailman was a guy named Jim. How do we know? Because Jim was one of the friendliest, nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Happened to be a big fan of the Jeff Katz Show, but that's besides the point. And he would always stop, and we would always talk with him, and we always got Jim a gift at Christmas every single year that we were there. Our mail delivery person now is, I just think, one of the nastiest people I have ever met. Really, just nasty. And I've never given her a gift as a result of that. And there's a part of me thinking, well, you know, maybe if you would have given her a gift. But then Heidi and I did the math. We said, wait a minute, when we first moved here, we did. And it didn't mean anything. So What are you thinking? I mean, we got 2 weeks left here. I just decided, forget about it. I'm not giving her anything. Even the local postal people in town here in Ashland. Danny was the clerk there at the Ashland post office for like 40 years or something. Super nice guy. I always tried to bring something by for him. And Devin is one of the younger guys over there. Super nice guy. And there's a young woman over there whose name I forget. And I apologize, but she's great. But this mail delivery, oh, yes, Jasmine Crockett Nasty, 804 just texted. Jeff, Jasmine Crockett Nasty? Yeah, just nasty. All sorts of excuses why she doesn't want to deliver the mail, it seems like. And I'm thinking, well, you're probably in the wrong line of work if delivering the mail is not really what you want to do and your job description right there specifically says deliver the mail. So anyway, just real fast, do you or do you not give those fine folks a tip at this time of the year? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff got into this a little bit earlier and said, you got to remember your trash guy. I would if I knew who my trash guy was, because it just seems like, you know, it's never the same guy. So there you have it. 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 353, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Not bad. We got some melt-off going on. You heard Matt DiNardo saying everything overnight is probably going to wind up freezing again. We'll be under the freezing temperatures again. 757 says, Jeff, listen, we can have three different mail delivery people in 1 week. It's never the same person. So, no, we don't give a gift. We don't know who's coming. Huh. All right. 973 says, Jeff, you ought to consider playing Light One Candle. It's originally by Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's actually a great Hanukkah song. AC. All right. I've never heard that I'm aware of. Yeah, let's look into that, Germ. Light One Candle. Okay. 804, Susan in Midlothian says, hey, Jeff, our mail carrier, Tanya, not only knows the house number, she also knows our names. We can always count on her to deliver the mail right to the house. We're happy to share a gift with her at Christmas. Yeah, that sounds like some of our former mail delivery folks. I'm telling you, man, she just, for whatever reason, the one in our neighborhood, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Listen, maybe we've just always caught her on a bad day, but if every bad day is just every day that ends in Y, I don't know. Another note says, Jeff, our mail carrier was quite unpleasant until we gave her a gift at Christmas. We rely heavily on her to take packages every day, so we needed her to be on the nice list. Since the first gift, she's actually gone above and beyond for us. She definitely gets a gift every year. Wow. Well, I think that's great. I am honestly trying to figure out, do we just go in and say, all right, you know what? We'll try it again. I'm just trying again. Give her a gift, a little something. I mean, we got a little extra left over in the Santa slush fund because we don't have school teachers that we're helping out this year or taking care of or saying thank you to. We've got, what else? Well, we don't have our bus drivers. God, we miss our bus drivers, Dave and Alfred. Talk about the A team. We don't have those guys anymore. Isn't that weird? We used to always look forward to seeing Dave and Alfred and the whole team every day, in the morning and the afternoon. Steve the Painter says, hey, Jeff, you know, if you don't give her at least a token gift, it might actually make her worse. I don't think that's humanly possible, to tell you the truth, Steve. I really don't. Because we've had mail that it's clear was just kind of tossed into the driveway. Now, I don't know that it's her. I guess that would be the response. Maybe it wasn't her. And there was a day we didn't get any mail because apparently she just, I don't know if she wasn't available or what happened. So, I mean, it's just kind of weird. And again, it might not all be her. Yeah. Anne from RVA says, good afternoon, Jeff. I agree with the person who said it's never the same male man or male woman 2 days in a row. We do, however, give to the one at work because that's consistent. Yeah, I get that one. And like I say, I mean, throughout the years, as a little kid, we always had the same guy. Ed was our mailman, and we all knew Ed. And when Heidi and I lived in Massachusetts for that time, a long, long time, Jim was our mailman and a super nice guy. So I don't know. We'll think about it. Hey, we got Chris Beach coming up. The latest updates on Father Christmas. It's 3:57. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.